Welcome to episode 90 of the Analog Assault Podcast. This week we discuss something sweet. Dude, what's mine say? Sweet. 16? Let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 90 of the Analog Assault Podcast. We're going to go into something kind of sweet tonight. Sweet. Like MHG Madness?
Salty?
Maybe a little salty. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not salty yet. I'm not salty yet.
Might make you salty.
No, it might get salty here. We're getting closer and down to the wire, man. But tonight, we got our hosts with us. We got Scarecrow. We got Underdog, Mr. Primetime, and myself, Mulehorn. Here for episode 90. There's a little housekeeping here, guys, before we get into everything. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail for the podcast, hit us up at 512-571-3907. And if you like this awesome content, then consider being a supporter. Head over to patreon.com/Mulehorn Gaming, where you can get all the details. So, my dudes, what you been doing this week? What you been playing?
Well, a lot of Warzone. Yes. More Warzone. Mm-hmm. And just recently... I had the joyous pleasure to jump back into some Witcher 3.
Oh, you don't so say.
Yes. We didn't so finish good. Everything?
Nope. I started tapping into the first DLC about a week or so before Warzone started.
Mm-hmm.
Warzone hit and instantly pulled me away. And I just started playing the rest of the DLC 2 days ago. I think I'm getting close to done, halfway maybe.
So is that the vampire DLC?
Or no, this one's a Heart of Stone.
Heart of Stone, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't play either of those, so don't really know. All I know is one was vampire themed and one was something else themed.
Yeah, this wasn't the something else themed.
Yeah,
okay. Something else themed.
I haven't played something else
themed. It's a...
that's not surprising, Mule.
Right. I didn't get it. I don't know what's going on. Them controls are janky.
I'm not even sorry.
But yeah, that's it, man.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, and working from home. I mean, it's kind of cool. I kind of like it. Yeah. I don't like the part where I'm actually having to homeschool my kids on top of that.
Yep.
It's a bit of a juggle. Thankfully, they're only third grade, and they're not being graded for this yet. It's still a little different. Testing my patience and my... levels of other things as well. But it works out. It's been working out so far, you know, lockdown and staying home and, you know, washing hands, not touching
lots
people,
of hands.
Things.
Yeah. Lots of hands.
Ooh, what's lots going on over there with your hands? Yeah. Mr.
Well, you saw one hand, but you didn't see
I don't
the
see them. Where are they? So what you been playing, man? Besides your Chick-fil-A over there.
Lots of more PSO too.
That is surprising.
Yeah, I mean, you would never have guessed.
Did you sleep?
Dude, I went to bed early for the first time last night.
I did. I had a headache last night. Dog was actually on. I was really upset that I had to go to bed because I had to start getting a migraine. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yep. So
3 days I gotta sleep. What's this crap?
Sleeps with the dead. I don't need sleep.
Yeah, I'm like, I took my caffeine pills. I don't know what's wrong. But yeah, I've been enjoying that. Today's actually PSO day. They do a thing once a month where they give you a little sum. They gave us some of the paid currency today. And then there's like a bunch of double resource drop rates on everything pretty much. So it's fun.
Nice.
I've actually done some Destiny.
A little bit.
Okay. Done it. I'm keeping up. I don't have like 5,000 bits saved up like Dog does, but I am just about done with the second bunker.
What's
probably
bits?
A little bit.
So bits it's a are a currency.
Currency that you condition. Need for the Warmind bunkers.
You see this face?
To unlock them.
I know you don't care, but I am like rich and rolling in the bits, man. So don't rain on my bit parade.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, once the third bunker's open, they're going to be useless.
We don't know. We don't know. Maybe.
They better not pull a thing like last season.
Wait, y'all are building currency for something you don't know what they're used for yet?
No, we know what they're used for, but after we're done with this third bunker, then they're going to be useless.
It'll be like
unless they decide to do something.
Well, that's encouraging.
We don't know. But I have been playing a lot of Destiny this week as well. And yeah, I am like...
You have 5,000.
I know. I'm cashing in the bits.
How many do you need for the bunk for one bunker?
Like 2,800?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 5,000.
Nearly twice as much as you even need.
I'm going to get 6,000, man. I'm going to get 6,000 before this next one. You just watch. It's going to happen. Jeez. And I'm going to get 6,000 bits. And I'm going to just sit there with this overflow of bits. I'm going to be, come reset, I'm going to be one of the first people. Probably not the first, because someone will beat me to it in the world, but I'm going to be one of the people to have that thing done immediately. Because that thing's
going to be done.
What?
Our alliance is in the top 100 on our server, and you have done nothing to help us.
I know. I've done nothing except play like every little bit. Eventually, I'll get to 50 and, actually be able to take on the real quest of PSO2.
I'm missing 3 achievements in the game. You haven't even got one character to low in
3 achievements
to 50.
Of how many?
27.
Okay. Jeez.
But 9 of those are getting all the classes to at least level 30. And then one of them is playing darts on a dartboard you have to have in your personal quarters, which you have to pay for. Luckily, you can go to other people's quarters, and Bossa had it, and I spent about 10 minutes in there. I got the achievement and he's like, I hate you so much. I spent 30 minutes a day for 4 days trying to get that achievement.
You know, and I got to say too, Lupo's calling you out in chat, Underdog. He's saying he's going to.
I see it. I'm responding right now too. Challenge accepted, bro. I'm gonna log in. I'm going to have myself ready to go at reset. And I'm going to dive down to that bunker and I'm going to get it. I'm going to beat you to it. You're talking to the king of bits right now.
The king of bits.
You have to clear the bunker first.
I can do that relatively quickly.
Solo?
Skill.
I will not be sleeping. You kidding me? I have to wake up early with the working from home stuff. Just like what Daddy was saying too. I have to wake up, go to meetings in the mornings and stuff Zoom like that. It's been interesting. Those of you that have kids at home know that teachers are trying to help kids. And I've heard multiple things going on with different places. The way that our school's doing it is, I feel like it's really good. I feel like we're not overloading people. I know some places are a little bit different, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how. My wife's the one that does it because I can't really walk away from my desk while I'm at work, at least not that much. And so she's been juggling like 4 or 5 different things at once, and I'm like, I don't know how you do this.
They doing like all their stuff online?
Yeah, they like I have my setup for work in my bedroom, and then this gaming setup is off of our living room. And like there's one kid using my PC, and we have 2 laptops. So she's using hers, another kid's using another laptop, and the other kid's like usually doing like PE on the TV or something. And she's juggling all that, and I'm like, you're a wizard. It's like, but it's funny because I came in for my lunch. And I've been helping like every once in a while make lunches and stuff and then get a little bit of game time in. And I was trying to play Warzone, dude. And it was so loud. I can't even hear the game in my headset, man. Like,
I think Anger in chat nailed it. You just tell your wife, I don't understand the controls. Sorry.
I don't know the controls.
What's the story? I don't understand.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of Warzone. I've actually been in Dragon Age because I've been streaming in the morning since, I don't have to take the kids to school. I'm like, why don't I use an hour and a half to stream in the morning?
Play on it. Yeah.
And no kids. Like, it's a good time to drink coffee and just hang out with the community. And I've actually been doing some pretty good work in Dragon Age. Got a little distracted the other day with Fable, the anniversary, since it's on... Game Pass? And
yeah, I saw that today.
Came out on Gold, Games with Gold too. So I jumped back in it, and it actually looks pretty good. And I was like, oh man, the feels. Like, I remember this. This is great.
Fable's legit.
Yeah. But
hey, one more thing. Dog, I noticed you kind of have a beard now. Sort of.
I do.
Is that a 5 o'clock shadow? That's a 5 o'clock.
Actually, I have a better beard. This is my better beard here. If I was
there, we go.
This is my beard. This is my contribution to the beard of MHG right here.
When you can't grow a beard, buy a beard.
Living vicariously.
Yeah. That actually came in the loot crate for this month. And nice. It's pretty cool, man.
I dig it, man. Kratos is awesome.
Boy. Yeah. Boy. Grow this.
Yeah. Please grow. I have some. I mean, I got a little bit of 5 o'clock shadow there.
What's that? Is that a month? Month of no shaving there?
No. Shoot. This is like 2 days.
3 weeks.
2 days. And I'm telling you, if I actually let it go, it would actually be not like any of y'all's, but it's you could tell it's there.
You should do it, dude. That's the challenge. Grow it before the wedding.
Picks or don't happen.
Grow it before the wedding, and then you can shave it for the wedding.
Oh, that's even getting interesting at the moment as well, but we'll see what happens.
Dude, so I saw someone today in the news that did an online wedding. So they had their wedding and just did like a Facebook Live or something like that, and so everyone could go to the wedding. So
I'm invited? What?
I mean,
I was working on trying to figure out ways to make this unique because, you know, my fiance and I were kind of devastated at the fact that we're not going to be able to have something as normal as everyone else due to what's going on. And we're trying to find a way to make this fun, like make it unique, something that's never been done before. And, you know, we're trying to figure that out and have fun with it and just, you know, make it happen. Yeah. That's the end goal.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, sounds like a good idea.
May the odds ever be in your favor. Underdog.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's reference.
It is a reference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, guys, tonight we're going for round two. It's almost the Sweet 16.
I mean, technically round three, but
yeah. It's the round of 32 on the MSG Madness. And things are getting a little hairy here. There's some voting that I haven't necessarily.
There's a little too many Mass Effects in this bracket for me.
You know, just saying, man, it's Mass Effect.
No,
it's a little too much BioWare here.
Oh, don't be a hater, man.
Inconceivable.
Be a participator.
Not enough Bethesda.
I participated in the voting.
Yeah,
and I voted against Mass Effect every time.
Jerk.
And I will continue to do so.
You're just salty because Destiny didn't make it.
I am. I agree with, you know, like what Lupo, him and I were talking about this. Like, Destiny 1 and Destiny 2 didn't make it out of the first round. At that point, it just felt pointless to vote for anything else. Just because we wanted those games to at least get somewhat of recognition they at least deserved.
Yeah.
Though going against Outer Worlds, things like that, it does
make. Yeah.
True.
So you guys that are watching it live, you can see the bracket here, and we pretty much know who's going to win the North R, or the top right, as you guys are looking at it. It looks like it's going to be Assassin's Creed 2 over Overwatch, Skyrim over Super Mario Bros. What the heck, man? Fable 2 over OG Star Wars Battlefront 2. What
How
the
do you
heck?
Feel about that, Mule?
What the heck is wrong with you people? I like Fable just as much as everybody else, but Star Wars Battlefront 2, the OG, was epic, dude. It had a great story. You get all those heroes. You get all those maps.
Never played it.
You can't... and now I'm going to be speaking wrong on this. I haven't played Fable in a long time, but you can't... I can't remember what you do with the chickens in Fable. There's something else you can do with the... You can kick the chickens. I know you can do that in... Legend of Zelda as well, but there's something else in there that you can do with them.
I want to kick the chickens in Zelda.
No, I know. They attack you.
No.
Like,
well, something else you can do in there you can't do in Star Wars is do the hanky-panky.
Well, you could, but yeah. Anyways. Fable 2, like, I mean, it's a good game. Good game. Don't get me wrong. It's not as good as the first Fable, but it was good. But it's not better than the OG Star Wars Battlefront 2, man.
The people have spoken.
The stats don't lie, my friend.
The people have spoken.
The jokesters have spoken. I think you guys
you're
going
to call them jokesters, and they're going to turn right around and vote for Mass Effect. You're going to praise them. Come on.
You heard it now. Mule called y'all jokesters. Do not vote for Mass Effect.
Do not vote for Mass Effect. any aspect should not make it to the Final Four.
It's not going to work like that for you guys, though, because we got too many BioWare fans. So, like, you know, Robbie's got my back. Mama's got my back.
Mass Effect has its own legs. It's all good.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? What's going to come out of that top right bracket? What do you guys... I know we talked about it a little bit, but now we kind of know. So what do you think, man?
Skyrim still. Like, I think it's the same as last week, that Skyrim is the strongest game in that entire bracket. It is the Duke of the bracket. It is the one that has to... it would have to take an upset. It would take people saying, you know, F this game, I don't want it to win, in order for it to not make it out of the bracket.
Yeah,
I mean, I think the Elder Scrolls series itself pretty much set the gold standard for the, like, Western RPG.
Yeah,
and it's just it's gonna take it. I think it's got too much behind it. Even continuing, like, it's ridiculous. There's cons just for the Elder Scrolls games.
Yeah,
I don't see any Assassin's Creed cons or Mass Effect cons.
Well, there's lots of cosplay, I'd say.
There is a lot of cosplay.
That's something at a con, not a con designed around it.
True, true. But like Shaky brings up a good point. How does Skyrim win over Super Mario Bros? Dude, like...
Because Skyrim?
Yeah.
But it's Super Mario!
It is, but
it's Skyrim.
It is Skyrim.
Which do you think has sold more copies?
Ooh, now, oh, that, I mean,
if you're gonna go that route, I don't.
I kind of try to look at it
because Skyrim has come out so many times as well.
Well, what's the number one console in the world? I'll just ask you that. Nintendo.
Sega Saturn?
Nintendo. Sacred Saturn. What are you talking about, Brian? Nintendo, man. And the Switch is big, and it's on there as well. So I'm just saying, man. There's a lot of people. I don't know how it won it, but, I mean, I agree. I voted for Skyrim, but still, like, Super Mario Bros., dude.
Yeah,
I mean,
but... Go ahead, T.
It's retro, it has nostalgia, but in the most modern era... I mean, Skyrim has a lot more popularity, but I don't know. I can see why someone like Shaky would say that. He's probably never played Skyrim. But
shame, you know. Shaky, shame.
You know what that means? How much Skyrim have you played?
Me?
Me?
No, Neil.
Oh, I mean, Zero. I played a lot of Skyrim. I did a lot of the side quests, and I got lost on it. And then it took me about, probably 5 years to actually officially beat it. Because...
I'll join you in that. I'll join you in that one because I
finally beat the final dragon.
Yeah, because I was just like so sidetracked, man. There's too many stuff to do and too many factions to chase, and I was doing all
the ridiculous. Like you're doing one thing and you were like, oh hey, what's this?
Yeah,
that was the first game that I played that I got sidetracked immensely by so many things. I like, what is going on? I want to beat the game, but in a certain period of time, but the side quests would never stop.
That's the first game I built a house in. Like, you had your own house that you could build in one of the DLCs. And I didn't start playing it till after those came out. So I got, like, a bundle with all the DLCs. I was like, this is awesome. Build your own house, have your own spouse, and you can adopt a kid. And then your spouse actually, like, depending on the one you choose, can actually give you money. Like, I chose one that she was a merchant in another town.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got the money from their store. All time, so I just go back every once in a while. Hey, here's a few thousand gold. I'm like, okay, cool.
Nice. I remember when that came out on Xbox with all the mods, and a lot of fun with that.
And there was a lot of fun.
I think you guys remember this when I posted, I created the poop hammer.
The poop hammer, yes, dude. Yes.
There's so much poop everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The pink eye.
The pink eye. So, I mean, it looks like Mass Effect 3 and Skyrim are the favorite in the top right. So, who do you think would take it out of that? Because you know it's probably going to come down to those two.
Oh, it's going to. There's no doubt.
Skyrim.
As much as I love Mass Effect 3 over Skyrim, just because Mass Effect 3, Skyrim's probably going to win it.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind because it's Skyrim. Go ahead and point your finger at me, man. It ain't gonna change my mind. I
just switched scenes just so you could see my face right here. You guys.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You guys.
Go ahead. Go ahead, man. Point your finger all you want. Skyrim will win it.
There's this...
I mean, you ain't lying.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, for me, it's like... If I put them side by side and I played both, Mass Effect just offers way more because you have all those characters that you interact with, and it's just like some of those stories go all the way back from the first Mass Effect.
I'm sorry, Mule, but I can probably meet as many people in one town in Skyrim as the whole
of
game
quality, Mass though. Effect.
Some of them have some pretty interesting stories.
There's some pretty good stories in
there. I
mean,
there's some funny ones too.
Have you ever read The Lost Argonian?
Have you ever been to Omega in Mass Effect 3?
I remember not a single character from that game. I was never invested as one of the characters in Mass Effect. I can recall all of them because
I'll give you that
couldn't
part.
Help but dive into that.
It's not memorable. Like everyone remembers, I'll take it. I took an arrow to the knee, but that's it. You know,
I will give you that some of the characters in Mass Effect are more memorable because you see them more often. More oftentimes than not, as in Skyrim, you're going through each town and you have each character within each town that has different quests to go along with it, and those quests become memorable, but maybe the people don't. So I'll give you the people part of it, but the game itself is still, I think, better than Mass Effect.
Agreed.
You know, and I'll just say this, Anger dropped in the chat that Fallout 4 outsold Skyrim, so
Fallout 4 was amazing too.
It's also still true. It's Bethesda. Still Bethesda.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Commander Shepard approves of this podcast, so...
I'm sure, you know.
Like I said, I can see why Skyrim would win, but for me, at heart, it's Mass Effect 3. So many memories locked in that. Still.
So, let's move to the bracket on the bottom right, which salty we have... Mule. Dude, I'm going to be salty if they don't beat Skyrim. I will. I mean, I got to be happy. At least there's two Mass Effect games still in this. So there's Star Wars Fallen Order. I know y'all hate that. Star Wars Fallen Order, Final Fantasy VII, Dragon Age Inquisition, and Control on the bottom right bracket. What are you guys saying on that one?
I love Fallen Order. I have not played Final Fantasy VII, but it is crazy popular. So... Mm-hmm. I got a feeling the Final Fantasy with the legacy of what that game is probably going to trump it. Not for my personal vote, no.
But then you got to think about our community. Like, we have a very Star Wars heavy community. And a lot
true,
of people really
so it'll be,
that.
I guess in that case, it'll probably be neck and neck.
Yeah. Underdog shaking his head at me.
Where's Dark? Dark, I need you. Dark, I need you now. ASAP. Calling you out.
As far as the bottom ones, I never played Control, but it looked amazing. Dragon Age Inquisition was pretty dang awesome.
Yeah.
For our community, I don't know. That's another one that's going to be a good match.
I think Control wins that just because of popularity. Yeah. Honestly, I think that's what that comes down to. I've not played Control. I've seen it. I've seen people play it on streams, on Mixer, and things like that. It looks fun. But I've never played it myself, but I would say that Control wins it just because of popularity. I know Dragon Age is fun. I played a little bit of that, but I think popularity wins that over Dragon Age.
Keep in mind, Dragon Age Inquisition won Game of the Year, so there's a lot of popularity with it.
And Control, technically, didn't it win an award?
It won awards, but it didn't get Game of the Year. Sekiro won Game of the Year.
Sekiro won it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I didn't go back to Final Fantasy VII because you jokers need to understand something. Okay, the fight between Cloud and Sephiroth was
Cloud?
Fantastic because you haven't played it. That's why you don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to fight? Oh my god, jerks! Final Fantasy VII has just this. For Final Fantasy itself, it's the best story to me that's ever been told in the Final Fantasy series because they're all subplots of each one. They don't connect to each other, but they focus on a story, and that to me was like the best story of any of them with Cloud. Yeah, I want to reach through the screen, slap you. But yeah, dude, even if you don't play the game, just just watch a YouTube video over it, and you'll see how much greater that story is over anything else.
I mean, did you finish Fallen Order story?
Yeah.
I got close.
Oh, dude.
I got close. I know what happens at the end. I know what happens at the end.
I'm going to say two separate two-letter words for you. Star Wars Darth Vader. That's a trumpet, dude.
That scene at the end, that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, yes. Like, oh, crap.
Dude. And
I'm going to die.
The part when he's like, just like, give up now. And he's like, or when Vader's like, you should give up now. And he's like, yeah, probably. Like, I felt that in my bones, dude. I was like, dude, something's about to go down. Vader's about to go crazy here. But I don't know, man. I mean, I get it. There's a big following for Final Fantasy, and it's very iconic.
Huge.
But it's Vader, Star Wars. Like,
I don't care. Final Fantasy VII, man, was, oh my goodness, it was so good.
Yeah,
I like Star Wars Fallen Order. It's fantastic. Probably one of the best Star Wars games that have ever been made. It's fantastic. But man, Final Fantasy VII is, it's too good.
Oh, it's gonna be close.
Yeah.
Either way, those are all gonna be very close.
Like those brackets, dude. It's getting decision time, dude. It's getting like super hard.
I will be highly upset on the next podcast if Final Fantasy VII does not win. I will be irate.
I'm going to have like the Star Wars theme song play for you when we get in, and like the Mandalorian saying, I like those odds, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to be irate.
Yeah. So guys, now we got the bottom left. We got Mass Effect 2, Horizon Zero Dawn, Zelda, and GoldenEye, in which I'm kind of salty that Zelda beat out Fable, but
now that's a little more evenly matched.
I'm just a little salty that GoldenEye beat Borderlands.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised.
The nostalgia, too. I think, pulled that one through. I think
it
that
had
was
to be.
That's what that was. I like GoldenEye. I think it's great. Borderlands 2 had my vote, but I'm okay with voting for GoldenEye though. I mean,
yeah, I have never played Ocarina of Time, so GoldenEye is mine. But between Mass Effect and Horizon Zero Dawn, I don't even know how to answer that right now.
I do. There's no contest.
Mass Effect 2,
Horizon,
dude.
Zero Dawn. No!
Mass Effect 2.
No, it's Horizon.
Dude.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
The start of Mass Effect 2 is like 20 times better than the start of Horizon Zero Dawn.
19.
And that right there just carries
that.
It just, oh, dude, yeah, Shepard? Like, you think Lazarus he's dead, Project. Dude. You think he's dead, and he comes back with the Lazarus Project? Like, and how does Horizon Zero Dawn start? It starts so freaking slow. It's like, I'm a little girl. Oh, no.
Well, it's Apples
no,
and Oranges,
now I'm a warrior. And I'm like, I get it. They had to do that to build up the story. But still, like, it didn't push the story along.
Robot dinosaurs.
Well, did you finish the game?
It didn't push the story along quick enough for me to stay, like, engaged. It wasn't like a God of War. God of War had a good pacing for me.
No, it has good pacing. You just got to know where to go. Like,
I followed the directions. Like,
was it the controls?
No, I just, yeah. Dude, I've finished more games than you have Prime recently, so.
We're talking about one game right now.
Yeah. I mean, if it doesn't have good pacing for me and the story is not enticing enough for me to keep going, it'll lose me. It's just.
I have to agree here with Nate. He said the world created in Horizon Zero Dawn is fantastic, and that is absolutely true. The environment in that world is amazing.
Superb.
And then when you find out like why the world
story,
is
bro.
As it is, like, oh.
Cool story, bro. Mass Effect has that on every freaking planet. With multiple planets that you go to.
We're not basing this off content play. We're basing it off player experience, honestly, if that's
Mass
what we're
Effect.
Really going after.
If you're going after that, then the decisions that you can make, and it's not a linear story, Mass Effect 2, it wins on that. You can go Paragon,
but
you can go Renegade. It can change the way the game's played. Like, booyah. Mic drop.
Apples and oranges. But for my personal experience, I still don't know where I'm going to decide in that one.
Yeah.
I'll be looking for your vote, D-Prime. I'll be... You know, pitching a Horizon Zero Dawn sticker your way.
Okay.
I mean, I can't be like horribly mad if for some reason, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn does beat Mass Effect 2, because I still have Mass Effect 3 in running. But
for now.
I'm gonna knock them both out.
I'm starting a campaign to get those two knocked out.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I mean, yeah. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see, man. I mean, that's
ain't gonna happen.
And you know, the bottom half of this bracket, though, I could really care less. Like, honestly, with GoldenEye and Zelda,
Zelda,
Ocarina of Time, I just like, I really could care less. I'm just like, yeah, you know.
Honestly, the top half would probably make it to the Final Four. Either one of those two games would, over the other two, just based off popularity.
Yeah.
It hurts me to say that because I know Mass Effect would make it to the Final Four if it made it there. So really, that's kind of what the deal is there. So GoldenEye or Ocarina of Time are not going to have much of a fight. But it'll be interesting to see where the votes go.
Right, yeah. Right.
So this is the bracket that's probably going to be the hardest. And that's the top left. And you guys are looking at it right now because you know what? Voting on that starts tomorrow.
So it boils down to morning. Both of threes, man.
It's
Diablo 3 and Witcher 3.
Diablo 3, Witcher 3, Halo 2, KOTOR, and Shaky said earlier he's going to lose his mind if KOTOR beats Halo 2. So
I played a lot more Halo 2 than KOTOR. I loved my KOTOR time, I will say that. I'm probably going to vote Halo 2 on that one. But the Diablo 3 versus Witcher 3, it's easily Witcher 3, but man, Diablo 3 was awesome. And equally as popular, I think, with our group of community between the two.
Just
so
in
I don't
general,
know where that's
like,
going to go.
And just in general, those two games are, for their genres, they're pretty, I'd say they're pretty much on par with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, go ahead, dog.
Diablo 3 is, to me, my favorite there. Just because I played more Diablo 3, so I mean, it's a little bit of biased opinion there. But I don't know. I would love to see Diablo make it there. I understand we have a lot of people that like Witcher. I saw the voting for that this past week, and you know, I understand.
Nowhere near balanced.
I understand the following that we have there, but I still will stand adamant that I want Diablo 3 there, and I think it deserves to be in a Final Four, if that makes sense. Like it deserves to be there. So
it does. I would agree with that 100% on Diablo and Witcher 3. Even though I know it'll probably lose because our Discord has a ton of Witcher fans. But I kind of have to agree, and this is going to surprise you guys. Are you ready for this? This is a surprise.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I kind of have to agree with Shaky here. I got to take Halo 2 over KOTOR. As much as I love KOTOR and the twist you have in that game, Halo 2 is really where I cut my teeth into gaming. It's like, it was just so many nights of 1v1s and custom games with rockets and swords.
Oh yeah,
and snipes only and
shoddy know, playing, snipes.
Yeah,
shoddy
and playing snipes. Playing doubles, you know, and just having a blast, man. And it completely, as Shaky said in chat, it completely changed online multiplayer.
Yep.
Some may say CSGO, but like for me, Halo was it because of all the console players, you know.
Yeah.
But yes, I know Anger. I'm surprising you there in chat, man. I think I'm gonna have to pick Halo, and then of course I'm just gonna pick Diablo because I don't want to pick for Witcher.
I mean, 3. Dog would know nothing about the story of Halo 2.
Didn't we finish that one? I feel like we did.
Nope, we did not.
Wait, I feel like we did.
We've got like three more.
I played the multiplayer.
Whoa, what'd you say? You've never finished Halo 2?
He's never finished Halo 2.
I played the multiplayer. I thought that was fun.
Why is he even on this podcast?
Get out.
Hey, I'm going to pick Halo 2 over KOTOR. Because to me, the multiplayer was fun.
Thank you, Daddy.
I mean,
I don't know what to say.
And I keep telling them, hey, we need to finish this campaign. We started playing this campaign like 2 years ago.
The story behind that is I lost a disc with the...
It was in your car.
Maybe.
I don't even know what to say, man.
It might still be there. Honestly, it might still be there. Just shaking
my head.
But, I mean, you can shake your head. It doesn't really change the fact that I still need to finish it.
Yeah.
And I'm not alone. Nate has never finished the Halo either, so there.
Yeah, but Nate didn't like Nate God of War 4, anything. So I can't take his, you know, I've taken it with a grain of salt when he says that.
What is wrong with you people?
Yeah. So I know that we kind of talked about who we think is going to win it all on the last podcast, but now we kind of have it fleshed out a little bit more. And it may change a little bit because I think some people are saying that Borderlands 2 would get in the final four. So what do you guys think?
Yeah, I thought it would, but oof, it's changed a bit. So
I mean, Witcher 3 wins it all. I'm just saying.
No.
Jeez.
Yeah. Watch me. Watch it.
I'm not going to watch you do anything.
Yeah, what? And you're sad about that too.
It's going to be, I mean, it's getting tough. Like last week we had a lot more games to throw around, but we're narrowing it down here and it's just, oof.
It's hard,
getting,
man,
a little tight. Yeah, because like just between, I mean, I want Skyrim to win it all, but AC2 is one of my favorite of all the Assassin's Creeds. It's one of the best. It had the best character, in my opinion, of all the Assassin's Creeds. But, I mean, Skyrim.
Yeah, Skyrim.
Fable, Mass Effect 3, I didn't play either of the... Well, sorry. I played a bit of Mass Effect 3. Never played any of the Fables, though. But I know they're really great games. I know Dog loves this Final Fantasy, but I love my Fallen Order.
I'll say this. I will riot if Skyrim wins this all. I'll just say that. There's no freaking way Skyrim should win this all. No way.
I'm going to stick with mine from last week. And I think if I'm wrong, I may have to go back and listen to it. But I do believe this is what I picked last week. I wanted Horizon Zero Dawn in the final four.
Yeah.
For the bottom. I wanted Diablo 3 in the top. That was wishful thinking. And it's still wishful thinking. Gosh dang it. I want Diablo 3 in there because it deserves that. Skyrim in the top right and Final Fantasy 7 in the bottom right. And it would be Skyrim versus Horizon Zero Dawn. And Skyrim would take that because of the following that it has, even though it hurts me to say that because I think Horizon Zero Dawn is, it felt better to me as a player. But I think Skyrim probably wins that out of those two. That's my predictions.
If we were just going on a lore base, like how much information stuff is out there, Skyrim wins hand down on all these games.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's quite a bit of lore.
There are libraries worth of stuff written in just Skyrim.
Same with
you can literally fill up libraries in that game with books. Information.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if I'm going to agree with that.
You're probably technically right, but it's leverage.
What do you think, Prime? What's your final four and then winner?
Final four, Witcher 3, Horizon Zero Dawn, bottom right, Final Fantasy, top right, Skyrim. Ends up being Witcher 3 versus Skyrim. Witcher 3 wins it all because you got to toss that coin, bro.
I feel like you said the exact same thing the way that you said it this week, too. You
probably did.
Probably, because I'm right.
That's pretty awesome.
When you know, you know. The beard abides. Something you wouldn't know.
Okay.
Oh,
dang. Okay. Love you, bro. I was thinking of Kratos because you know.
Yeah, you're talking to him. You really want to backtalk this dude? Are you sure about that?
Backtalk my beard.
I'm calling you Atreus.
I agree. Skyrim can suck it.
You're Atreus, and that's Kratos.
I need a notification that says boy.
Boy.
Boy. We'll make it happen.
My prediction is it's going to be Witcher 3 and probably KOTOR in the top left for the final four, and then Mass Effect 2 versus Ocarina of Time, and then Star Wars Fallen Order against Control, and Skyrim versus Mass Effect 3. And I think the winner out of all this, is, as much as I hate to say it, it's probably going to be Witcher 3, but I'm actually pulling for an underdog here. I'm thinking maybe Star Wars Fallen Order can pull it off. Maybe. So
that's a hard maybe, but I could see it
happening. If it makes it past Final Fantasy VII, which it very well could because of our Discord, but it just
yeah,
it hurts me. It hurts me.
It's gonna be hard, dude. It's gonna be hard. So that about wraps it up for the bracket there. Any other closing thoughts? I know you guys had a couple of other things you want to say about maybe. I know there's the COD remaster. Make sure you guys check that out on our website. Dark Life has a great article talking about the first-person shooter perspective. He's on Series 4, so check that out on the website. And, of course, you're going to have some double XP this weekend with Star Wars and with Warzone. And then,
nice.
Crow, you said something about PSO?
Yeah, if anyone is looking for an alliance to join, you can message me. I've had a couple people message me asking to get in. Or you can message Bossa. I think he's also in our Discord. Me and him are kind of running the alliance that we've got going in there. So, yeah, if you're playing that, we are on ship 2. So that's the kind of a thing you got to worry about. But I think a lot of our community is on ship 2 anyway. So, but, yeah, just message me or him if you want to join up.
Right on. Well, guys,
right on.
We'll see how this turns out by the next podcast, because I think we'll be almost done, or at least in the finals by then. So
there might be some salt going around.
There's gonna be we'll salt, see. Dude. You know,
there will be some salt.
There's gonna be salt.
I'm gonna need to make sure I take my blood pressure medicine that day.
Right. Well, guys, if you want to get to know more awesome streamers like us, then visit TheShedGG and find out more about the community we're a part of. Also, if you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes. You can follow us all on Twitter. And remember, guys, when in doubt.
Blowing up! Bang, bang, bang. Boom! Final Fantasy 3. Toss the coin to your winner. Below is Witcher 3.